This is the SML Podcast.
No, you just get on it.
Yeah, we just finish up your crunching so that people aren't like, "Hey, Chris, what are you doing?"
I'm chewing.
What? You have what? A dick in your mouth?
No, chew.
Oh, two dicks?
No, I can't be my mouth.
Yeah, that sounds like you have a dick in your mouth.
It's exactly sucking what chips. It sounded like. I'm sucking chips. Sucking chips on the corner for $5.
Oh, God.
Yo, babe, you got Fritos?
Oh, God. Anyway, what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
This is the SML Podcast. Possibly Crunchcast.
No, not really.
Why? Are they gone?
Pretty much. There wasn't much left.
I know there wasn't much left.
There's like, you know, some crumbs.
This is the
I'll salvage it.
This is the Chip Discussion Cast.
Yeah.
What was that, Chris?
Potato Cast?
Yeah.
Anyway, we have a guest with us. If you didn't hear him chime in already, why don't you introduce yourself so Chris could finish chewing and then throw the fucking bag away.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
I'm Christoph. I am a geek and musician, and I met Joe when I was like 18 on the internet, and we finally met in person at MAGFest. And yeah.
Chris wants to say something, but he's too busy chewing.
No, I'm just, you know, reveling in the fact that that he's just like,
I met him when I was 18 on the internet.
Because, you know, meeting someone when you're 18.
Crumpling up a bag and sitting it down does nothing.
Yeah, but I'm like caught. I'm caught in a trap.
God.
I can't walk out.
I've been trying for, like, the past 10 minutes to load up the trailer for Abyss Odyssey, and it just, like, nothing wants to load on the iPad.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm getting annoyed. Yeah, I didn't know what it was either until Atlas posted a thing like, hey, next week. I'm like, what the fuck game is that?
Next
so,
week?
Yeah. So I'm trying
Nothing like getting the word out on time.
Yeah, I know. Coming out for PS3, 360, and PC next week.
That's okay.
But I can't fucking load anything. Why is my iPad being a boner today?
A boner.
I blame your internet. How long did it take us to watch the video of Evil Within? Like half an hour?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I kept disconnecting. That was pissing me off so much.
I could only imagine. Your internet service provider is poop.
Yeah, pretty much. Service Electric could eat multiple dicks.
On the corner for $5.
Please.
Something like that.
So
not to be confused with chips.
No. They were sucking dicks on the corner for $5.
Holy God. Fucking
I was on the opposite corner asking for Middlesworth. Chip reference.
Seriously, this is just getting irritating. Nothing. Oh my God.
You know what, Joe?
Fucking internet.
You know what, Joe? Huh. Maybe it wasn't meant to happen.
Guess not. So,
apparently not.
It's still summer, which means there's still, like, no actual news to talk about.
Nope. So that's why we get guests, so that we can badger them and talk about bullshit.
Yep. I think the big news is that my PS4 is going to be sent in for repairs again.
So that's, what, lucky number 5?
It will be, yeah. See, like, when I first got this one, it was making... Like, it was loud, and the fan was loud, and it would get really hot, but I was of the mindset of, whatever, I'll just fucking deal with it. I'm sick of putting up with Sony customer service and their bullshit attitude and treating me like shit. But recently, anytime I would install a game, it would make this loud rattling sound, and that I don't really trust.
Right.
So, between the heat, the loud fan, the rattling. Yeah, I called him up. I'm like, listen, I want another one. Just please fucking send me one that works. For the love of God, send me one that works. And I unhooked it, and thankfully, same day, my Retron 5 showed up. So
that thing's sweet. I really like that thing. I got to play a little bit of it before we started recording, failing horribly at Kung Fu. Like,
for the NES, like, old school Kung
really,
Fu.
Really, really bad at it. Like, really bad at it. But yeah, man, like, I know that you're not too much of a fan of the controller. Like, the buttons I like.
I didn't say I'm not a fan of it. I think it could be a bit more ergonomic shape-wise.
Yeah, the shape sucks. But aside from that, I like it.
I think the buttons are kind of loud, and I wish it had an actual D-pad on it instead of that analog clicky stick.
I like it.
I think if you're making a system for old school gamers, we grew up with D-pads.
Yeah, I mean, when I asked them on their Facebook when they announced it, I was like, oh, that's cool and all, but, you know, it looked blocky. And they tried to say it was like, I think they said Neo Geo controls, the way it was shaped and clicked. I haven't got mine yet. Mine pre-order is a couple of months out, I think. But, yeah, I definitely want to check one out.
The buttons feel cool. Like, I enjoy it. I like the buttons. I can understand, you know, not necessarily enjoying the joystick D-pad thing. I enjoy it, but yeah, the shape sucks balls. Like, aside from that, like, I think it, I enjoy it a lot.
I do like that it's wireless, and even though it's wireless,
the wire's fucking crazy long.
The charging cable can easily reach from the TV stand to my couch.
It's really long.
It's got to be like a 10-foot cord.
More than that.
Which is awesome.
That thing is fucking, like, I could wrap that around, like, my waist, like, 5 times.
The only thing I think that's going to annoy me is, since the ports, or the original controller ports, are on either side, you can't multi-tap anything.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Why? Well, the SNES one was single cord, though. I think that one worked. But the NES one was dual, and the Sega one, I think, was dual, like, port, like, side by side.
Were they?
I don't remember.
I never used them. Like, the only one I ever owned was the Super Nintendo one that Hudson packed with the one Bomberman game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like there's the Bomberman one, and there's like the other one that's like an L shape, I think, right?
I think the Bomberman one was the L shape.
I think that was the L shape.
The boomerang shape.
That's right.
Was it? Yeah, it might have been. No, the Retron that I have, or had, I'm sorry, that was, it was just NES, SNES, and Genesis. No, actually, it was just S.
And
it was,
Genesis.
No, it was just NES and SNES. That's all it was for. And the only reason why I had it was because I found, I found cartridge versions of Ninja Gaiden, and I never played them up until that point. So I'm like, oh, I'm gonna play them on this thing.
So, oh my god, yeah. I got the Abyss Odyssey trailer to load up. I am so
ages
excited
later.
Now. Ace Team. Yeah, that's
what it was. It's the NES 4 score. That's the one that I think it was like two. It was basically two regular jacks like welded together or whatever, melded together.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, what's your thought on the whole like market of, you know, redesigned consoles to accept, you know, classic games? Like, is that, are you for it? Like, or would you normally be for it? Is it something that you're just kind of like adapting to? Like,
I'm on both. I mean, I have a retro game area in my basement. I've got like the 64, NES, I got a PS1 in here, Genesis. I even bought a 32X really cheap a few months ago.
Nice.
But the Retron I'm going to get, like I have the new one pre-ordered, and I'm getting it mainly for my main entertainment center because it does HDMI, it does upscaling, even though it's just emulating.
Dude, I tell you
it looks gorgeous.
It looks fantastic.
Too.
I've seen videos, and that's why I was like, oh, even though all these issues I've read about online, like I don't want to cancel my pre-order because I got in when it was $100 though.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it's not shipping for however long, Amazon has to order or honor that price. So I'm up $40 basically.
Yeah, dude. Honestly, yeah, that thing is easily worth $100 in my eyes.
You might even get it cheaper. I've heard some people that they ordered it at $100, but they ended up getting it for like $79 or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but
I complained to Amazon.
I'm glad I not waiting through Amazon, because I ordered it last week and it came this week. So the fact that I paid an extra $40, whatever, I actually have it and I'm playing it.
Yeah, I'm definitely jealous. And I wish it had come like a day or two before, because then I would have actually been able to use it this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I think it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I have, like I said, I have the thing downstairs, the retro area down here, with a bunch of games that I've collected. Like, I will just pick a game and kind of go with it. So my current thing was I want to have all the Sonics for Sega and 32X. So all I'm missing now is, was it Chaotix, the Knuckles game for 32X? I think that's the only thing I'm missing now.
I was never a Sega guy growing up, so I don't know what games.
I was.
I was the Nintendo boy.
I was both. And it's cool because it kind of sucks, but I'm spoiled here because EastArtland, like the website, they have a store like, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes from here. And then like every other Sunday, they have like basically a flea market of retro games.
God, I hate you.
A bunch of people go in there. And it sucks because you go in there and you're like, oh, I don't really have the money for it. All right. Like, that's how I ended up walking out of there. I went in there with a 32X. I went in there like, I'm not going to spend money. And I had a 32X and like four games when I walked out. And I was like,
God damn. But, I would love to go to that place.
Next time they're having a big thing, I mean, you guys come down, we'll all go. It's definitely worth checking out. Even just the store itself, like anything that's on their website is basically there in their warehouse. So you can walk in and be like, oh, I want this. So I got like a mint copy of Silkworm, which is a game that most people like are like, what the hell is Silkworm? And I got it for like $20, like mint, had the sleeve, had the booklet. Like, booklet looked like it had never been touched. Like, so they have really good quality, like retro stuff.
Nice.
But
I think the only thing that I'm, you know, hesitant in trying to get into a retro collection, because honestly, like, I find myself all the time, like, just kind of sitting there just going like, you know what? I think I've had it with a lot of modern games.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, you know, something that I run into every once in a while. The only problem that I have with trying to start up like an old collection of, you know, of the classic kind of stuff is just physical space. Like, I literally just have nowhere that I'd be able to put games. Like,
and those cartridges will take up a lot of space quick.
Fast. Real fast. So it's like,
especially Genesis games, I mean, because they have the giant cases.
Well, yeah, if you have the cases,
see,
too.
I actually like that they have the big plastic cases because you were more inclined to keep them. Instead of, like, NES games in a paper box, oh, here's the game, I'll throw all this shit out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I liked that for buying stuff.
Yeah, I liked the cases for Genesis. I always kept all my boxes. But, no, man, like, I mean, I think it's, I don't know, maybe it would change if I had, like, a larger living space. But with the place that Jordan and I are in, it's just, it's way too small. I'm very happy with being able to, and I know that there's just a huge, like, it's a huge no-no when it comes to, like, ROMs and emulation and stuff like that. But it's just like, you know, some stuff I know I have a very hard time finding, and I've owned them at some point, and I have no idea where they went. But, like, it's just, you know, I don't specifically, like, I feel bad doing that kind of stuff, but at the same time, it's just like, with how much it would cost me to try and just get like a fraction of some of these games, it's just like, dude, it's just, there's no way. Like,
not to mention the fact that you're not going to find new copies of these games.
Yeah, so it's not like any of the money is ever going to go back to the original. Yeah,
it would just go to a collector.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, the thing is, too, depending on what you get, like, there's like, you know, you can get like mint quality things. Like, I think Mario Kart for Super Nintendo, like, in box with all the stuff that came with it, will run you, like, $50.
Yeah.
So it's not cheap. And I think Chrono Trigger goes for crazy. Like, it's a couple $100 or something to have everything.
I thought a fully boxed Chrono Trigger was getting over $1,000.
Yeah.
That might have just been sealed, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, sealed probably. I mean, I saw
Earthbound full package will get you over $1,000. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then people thought with that coming out on virtual console, it might actually drive the prices down. But I think it actually went up after it came out.
It probably went up because there was more people that were inclined to try the game. Like, actually, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, that's what I'm going to fucking do. That's the next game I'm going to start, finally.
Earthbound?
I'm gonna start Earthbound.
Good, do it.
I'm going to. I've never played it. You constantly talk about it. Like, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to finally try it.
Good.
I think that's the first thing I'm planning with my retro. And my friend My friend Drew, he actually has Ness tattooed on his arm, so he constantly gives me shit. He's like, "You never played Earthbound? Get out of my house." Like,
yeah.
That's basically the first conversation that Joe and I ever had. He's like, "You don't..." Like, at the time, I didn't even know what Earthbound was, like, at all. So it wasn't even a fact of, like, "Oh, you never played it." It's like, I just didn't even know what he was talking about. He's just like, just go die. Like, there's no reason for you to be
around me. See, and now there's even more reason to tell you to die, because you have a Wii U now. So you just got to get a Nintendo card and buy it for $10.
Oh, yeah, it's only $10 on there.
Yeah, maybe I'll grab that. I finally finished Shovel Knight.
And then I could play it. Is it on the Wii U console?
Wii U virtual console.
So I'd be able to just play it on the gamepad?
Yep. Yep, I have spent many an hour up in the bathroom playing that on the gamepad. Because it reaches up there. Yay.
Mine doesn't have great range. I don't know if it what the deal is, but I can't go to my bedroom and it'll just cut out.
Huh. How long is the game?
Start to finish, you could spend a long time.
What's your definition of a long time?
Oh, God. It depends on, like, how much you do grinding and everything else. I'd say you could average probably 20 hours on it.
Damn. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, then,
this was back in the time when length of a game actually meant something.
It still means something to me. It does.
It's
to
just
me.
Nowadays, length of a game is more like padded out with fluff and shit.
It is. Because even, like, I noticed when I was doing, when I finished Sleeping Dogs, like, a couple weeks ago, I was like, yeah, man, like, this could have been a way longer game had I done all the side missions.
Yeah.
Like, I was just kind of like, you know what? I have games that I want to get through. I don't want to spend, like, too much time on it because, like, I don't want to devote all my time to a game that I might not end up enjoying with all the extra shit. Like, it'll be something that I'll go back to.
No, you'd rather put all that time into playing Diablo for another 3.5 days straight.
I have not played Diablo in probably about, like, a week.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's been 3 weeks for me. I stopped when they did the double loot drops or whatever.
I stopped like a week ago. I'm waiting for the new stuff to come, like the seasons and stuff like that.
I think you've mentioned that on every show for the past 7 months.
I heard it last
time.
That's how I didn't even know about it until I heard the last podcast.
The loot drops? Well, that's permanent now.
Oh.
Yeah, so they incorporated that double loot drop system, like, indefinitely into
oh, okay.
Yeah. So you get legendaries all the time now.
I did, like, a tier one or a torment one rift just by myself just to get some yellows to break down. And then I walked out there with, like, 6 legendaries. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, dude.
So I didn't realize that's what that was.
Yeah, dude. It's pretty crazy, actually. Did somebody message me on here?
According to the internet, the main story of Earthbound is 27 hours. If you're a completionist, it's 33 and a half.
That would take me a while. And knowing me with how I am with playing games and how dumb I am, it'll probably take me that much longer. Because even, like, Sleeping Dogs, I've heard people, like, I didn't do, like, I hardly did any of the side stuff. Like, barely any of it. And that game still took me, you know, a while to beat. Like, a long while. I would say, I mean, like, overall, over the course of, like, a few hours a day, it took me, like, maybe 2 weeks to beat. So, with that, I mean, like, that'll probably take me a couple weeks.
I'm trying to see if I have it on my Steam, because Steam usually tells you. I played it a lot, because it was on a Steam sale at one point where it was, like, $20, and you get all the DLC, all the extra, everything. And I was like, okay. And
I got it for, three for, like, the base game. So that's why I was like, yeah, you know, I'll pick that up.
Sleeping Dog says I have 24 hours on record.
There you go. Yeah, but you know what, though? It's not, I mean, that also counts if you, like, go to pause it and take a piss.
Yeah.
You know?
It's never accurate.
Yeah, it's not that accurate. But I will say I was very thoroughly impressed with the soundtrack. Like, the Roadrunner Records station, I was very happy for.
Yeah, there's a lot of good metal in there.
Yep. It was, like, 2 Opeth songs, 2 Devil Driver songs, 2 Machine Head songs. Like, there's a bunch of good stuff in there.
So, I kind of zoned out because I saw something funny on Joystick. Apparently, this one guy messaged Skullgirls on Twitter saying, "So, I got this message after beating the story with to the characters, and I have no idea what it means. And it's like the menu, and it says, notice, what is the square root of a fish? Now I'm sad. He's like, what does this mean? And Skullgirls replied back, oh, that? It means you should probably buy the game instead of pirate it. So he got called the fuck out.
Wow.
And the cool thing is, like, they had a conversation where he's like, I'm sorry, I kind of did a try before you buy thing. I already bought it on PS3, and I'm planning on buying it for Steam soon. And Skullgirls is like, it's all good, man. Well, I mean, it isn't really, but I get it. Just try to do the right thing eventually.
He fucking lied about PS3. It's on Plus. It's like, yeah, I got it. I got it.
Well, he might have bought it like the original Skullgirls before it went to Encore.
Wow.
That's I just love when people are like, oh, what does this mean? And they're like, oh, it means you're a fucking pirate. Like the people, what was it, Batman Arkham Asylum or Arkham City, where they're like, oh, I can't, my wings won't open up and I have to get past this area. They're like, well, the first thing you need to do is buy the game. I love when they put anti-piracy measures into games.
That's hysterical.
See, I'd prefer that to DRM. Like, oh, you always have to be online. It's like, no, you just can't finish the game. Eat shit. Like,
yeah, like that would be, honestly, I wish that's what they would have done with Diablo, as opposed to just like making it so you had to always be online. Because if that was the case, because like I would play hardcore more, which would make me want to play the game more, because I don't trust their servers enough. I really don't. I have 2 level 70s and like, and I'm surprised I got that much done. Like,
wow. So the funny thing is, since we were just talking about Earthbound and now anti-piracy measures, there's actually some pretty cool anti-piracy measures in Earthbound.
Really?
Yeah. I know you can find videos online of this, but if you're playing a pirated game and the system can detect it, or the emulator can detect it or something, I know a lot of the ROMs out there were patched to take care of it on emulators. But instead of walking around and like seeing one enemy on the map here or there, there will be like 5. Like that, the enemy encounter rate is just insane. It pretty much turns it into brutal difficulty.
Okay.
And then at the end of the game, when you're going up to the last boss, the game crashes and deletes your save files.
Oh my god.
Yeah. They don't fuck around.
Well, okay, so I guess like I'm probably not gonna play the version that the ROM that I have just in case.
Yeah, I would just, well, fuck, just it's on the Wii U, so you can get it. Like, now if you own a Wii U, there is absolutely no reason for you to not have played Earthbound.
The $10.
Nope. Not a legit reason.
As of right now, it's the $10.
Nope. You're wrong.
Well, if you want to give me $10, then sure.
I'm giving you $20.
That's going to my gas tank.
Well, then budget.
You should go to your Earthbound tank, your Nest tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Apparently.
You guys both beat Shovel Knight, right?
No, I have not beat it yet. I didn't, like, everyone kind of like speed ran through it to get as far as they could. I think I'm in the second set of bosses, and I think it was, is it Treasure Knight, the one on the boat? Like in the submarine. But I was going through there, and
yeah, that was Treasure Knight.
And sorry. I kept dying at the one area, and it was pissing me off over and over and over. I lost nearly all of my money doing that, and I just kind of turned off, rage quit, and I haven't gotten back to it yet.
I blame you, because you were like, oh, check this out when I was over. You're like, hey, just play it for a few minutes. And I was like, god damn it. And as soon as I got home the next day, I bought it, and I straight put 6-7 hours through it that day.
I know a lot of people.
I beat the game at 9.5 or something.
Wow. Yeah, I know a lot of people.
I'm missing a couple things.
They just rushed through it as quick as they
could.
I
would like to pick it up, but I'm debating on if I want to get it for Wii U or if I want to get it on my 3DS. Because I have nothing on my 3DS. Right,
I would honestly go Wii U. It probably looks better. Plus, you have gamepad support.
That's true.
Yeah, the gamepad stuff has been awesome. Like, my wife wanted to watch something on TV, and I was like, okay. And I just went to options, flipped it down, and then put in headphones.
Yep. Yeah, that's actually what I was doing with Mario.
What I'm doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because Jordan and my cousin like came over, and like they were watching Pirates of the Caribbean and saying how much I am like Davy Jones, apparently. yeah, whatever. But So I'm just kind of like sitting there on the gamepad, and I'm just like, I'm ripping through Mario, and that's how I finished the game, because I was just sitting there like, well, I'm not watching a movie that I've already seen like three times, because you guys like to tell me how much I'm like this character and that character and blah, 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 blah. So, and I was able to finish the entire game that way.
Yeah, I've pretty much only played on the gamepad so far. My friend Jess from Arkansas came by to visit since the surgery. She just came up, cheered me up, stayed over for a night. She was doing a little East Coast drive-around thing, and she wanted to try it out, so I put the Wii U on the TV, and she started playing it, and she's like, oh, are all these icons down here, like, items I could just switch using the gamepad? And I'm like, I don't know. I've only ever played it on the gamepad. But, yeah, I guess all the different items in your inventory when you're actually playing on the TV, like Jesus meant. You could just tap on the gamepad to switch your items, which...
But you can't transition awesome. It, because I did gamepad for probably 70%. Whenever I would play on the TV, I would still hit select, and I would change it there. Every time. I could see the things, and I would look down, and I'd go, oh, I want that. And then I'd hit select, and I'd still go there.
Nice.
That's one way to do it. Yeah, man, I definitely want to pick it up. It looks like a lot of fun. And it definitely looks like the kind of game, like, just like we were saying before, it's got like an old school kind of feel to it. And it has the characteristics of an old school game, but there's the in-depthness of new school kind of flair to it. So,
yeah, I'm glad I got in on the Kickstarter on that one. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, it definitely has the rage of some old games. There's been a couple levels where I lose like 10,000 gold and I'm like, fuck this, I'm done.
You motherfucker! See, you know what? And I want a game like that.
And then you don't get it.
No, I want a game like that. That's what we were talking before. Like, that's why he had me play. I never played any of the Mega Man games up until like a month or two ago.
No, it was back in February.
Oh, holy shit! It was that long ago.
It was the 4th of February.
Oh my god, you're right. Wow, that's like forever ago.
Yeah, I made him play Mega Man 2, start to finish, pretty much.
And it was, and I loved it. But there were certain parts where I was just like, I'm like, oh okay, like this has this level of, you know, difficulty to it, so I feel like I'm actually accomplishing something by finishing the game, as opposed to just like, oh, I just dumped time into it.
Yeah. I'm assuming you've played Mega Man 2, right?
Yeah. Then even the newer ones that they put out on PS3, like, they're so rage-inducing.
But the disappearing block section on Heatman's stage, where nearly everyone just gets rush jet and flies over it.
I actually jumped it.
Yeah.
On like the fourth or fifth try.
Yeah, like I went up to the bathroom and I didn't get down in time to be like, oh yeah, you just use the rush jet here and you'll be good. He just fucking did.
No, I jumped it.
Well, that reminds me of the web game. Did you ever play what's it called? I Want to Be the Guy. Have you ever seen that?
I have made it about three quarters of the way through.
I made it 20 minutes into the game and I deleted it. This was years ago. Like when it first came out, I don't know, it was forever ago.
Oh, it was a while ago.
It was so cool though, because it references everything. It's like, oh look, it's Tetris, oh the blocks are gonna kill me, and like, just little things like that. And yeah, that game is probably the most raged I've ever been.
See that? And honestly, like, that's why part of me always wanted to try Dark Souls, but it's one of those things where it's like, everybody said like, that's too over the top, like it's just like, it's one of those things where it's just being hard for the sake of being hard, as opposed to trying to just give you a challenge. Like, there is a difference.
Well, there's a challenge. You have to remember where all the random blocks disappear.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, I never got... All my friends love the Souls series, and I haven't played them yet, which a lot of people give me shit about. But I've watched them, and I think it's fun. It's just, I don't have the patience for a lot of things like that anymore.
See, and that's the thing. Like, I want to test my patience so I get more patient. You know what I mean? The only way for you to like really like get yourself to have more patience is to test it. You know what I mean? Make yourself get to the point where you're like, oh my god, fuck this, and then be like, no, no. You're like, discipline. I'm gonna get through. Like, you know.
So you're gonna like set your MP3 player to be like 80s like inspirational music. Be like, you're the best.
Yeah, I knew it. The first go-to song.
Words and stuff.
Yep. First go-to song whenever somebody's like,
now
oh yeah,
you're
inspirational.
A man, man, man.
Yeah, something like that.
Man, 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 man.
Well, you can always go with the classic, you know, the touch. So that's always inspirational for anybody.
You got the touch. But yeah, dude, like, that's what I like about the older games, because I feel like the sense of accomplishment is so much greater.
Yeah.
Like, I literally have no satisfaction of beating a game nowadays. Like, none.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about you guys, but it's seriously, like, it's just not there for me.
I mean, it depends on the game. Like, yeah. I was very satisfied when I beat Saints Row 4. Because that was a very satisfying game in general.
It was. It was good, but at the same time, it's not like... I didn't have this sense of, like, yeah, dude, like, I did something that not everybody's going to do. You know what I mean?
Piper. Nobody else does that.
But the thing is it's just like, you know, games nowadays, it's just like, it babies you through the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
And it's just like, dude, like, just give me a game that, like, I can't... I want to be able to say that I've played and beaten those games that not everybody has done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Like you can go back to older games and be like, oh, have you ever beaten a Ninja Gaiden game? And that people, like, there'll be numerous people that are like, no, fuck that game, you know, blah, 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 like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you could turn around and be like, well, I actually beat it. Like, that sense of accomplishment, saying, like, I fucking did something that not everybody else did.
I blame in-game tutorials for that.
Not necessarily.
I mean, games used to have instruction books that you would have to, like, read.
Yeah, but in-game tutorials are perfectly fine.
Most of them are excessive, where they hold your hand through everything.
Well, it's that, but it's also, like, they keep giving you new shit and reminders throughout the whole game.
Yeah.
Like, that was one thing that I really didn't like about Shadows of the Damned. It was like every single section, it's like, oh, remember that one skill that you have to use and you've been using for the whole fucking game?
Yeah.
Well, don't forget to use it here, too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah,
I just started that One Piece game, Unlimited World Red or whatever it is. Uh-huh. And I played through chapter one. I farted around on the prologue, fucked around in town, and then did chapter one. And I don't know any of the characters' names at all because I don't really follow One Piece. I just thought the game looked pretty awesome. But the little raccoon dude, he can heal you. Like, if your health goes down, he'd be like, hey, I can heal you. And you hit R1 and he gives you some hit points back. And it said, be careful not to use it too much or you won't be able to use it for a while. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to try not using it constantly. And then I got to the boss fight, and that was kind of a dickish boss fight, actually. But I lost some health, and he's like, hey, I can heal you. I'm like, I only lost a little bit of health. I'm good. So I kept going, and it was constant, hey, push the button. You're hurt. I can help you. Hey. It was just nonstop.
Yeah. It's like, dude, just fucking let me play the game.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
Holy fuck. Like, no, and that's that. Like I said, that's the one thing that I, like, even with, like I said, as much as I enjoyed Sleeping Dogs, I didn't feel any sense of accomplishment when I finished it.
You're like the only person I know who puts the emphasis on sleeping. Sleeping Dogs instead of Sleeping Dogs.
I don't...
It's just weird to hear.
I don't
Sleeping
know.
Dogs.
See, I don't know if mine was glitched, but I think I only had a gun in that game once. Like, I could never get... Like, I was
you're
just
doing
like
it wrong.
Punching everything. I was like, all right, cool.
I mean, I beat everybody else up, too. I never really shot anybody. I use the environmentals as much as possible.
Yeah, I love those environmental kills.
But I will say my version was actually glitched out in the beginning, where that first, like, you know, their tutorial, essentially, where you're running through the, you know, you're running away from the cops.
Yeah.
You're supposed to follow this guy, and, like, halfway through the route, he just stopped. And he's just standing there, and I'm like, all right, I'm following him. And it's like, yeah, keep following the guy. And I'm like, he's standing right next to me. Like, what do you, like... And then, like, the cops come up and then just, like, beat me up and handcuff me. And they're like, you failed. And I'm like, where do I go? Like, what do I do? And then, like, the next time, I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'll try and, like, run past him. And then I ran past him. And it's like, no, you have to follow the dude. And I'm like, but he's just standing there. Like, what do you want me to do? And then eventually, like, I failed, like, four or five times. And the thing that pissed me off, I almost didn't even play the game. Because during this entire time, like, every time I had to restart, it would do it from the beginning of that fucking cutscene, and it wouldn't let me skip it. And that first cutscene was like 10, 15 minutes long.
Unskippable cutscenes need to die.
I'm like, fuck off. That's one thing
about Shovel Knight. If you die on a boss, it doesn't replay the whole boss thing. It just puts you in the fight. Yeah, that was one like minor thing. I was like, hey, that's neat. That's one thing, actually, Chris, you'll like. If you're talking about challenges and things most people haven't done, do the there's a feat, which are basically like the achievements of it.
Yeah.
There's one where you destroy all the checkpoints.
If all
you destroy
of them?
A checkpoint, that game is impossible.
Like all of them.
Yeah.
Every like, single one in the game.
Checkpoint, you can get it and then you destroy it. You usually get money out of them. But then if you die, you'll basically go back to the last checkpoint you didn't destroy or the beginning of the map.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
I think it's, you know, but you know what? That could be one of those kind of games where I would play through, and if I enjoyed it enough, I'd probably do that. And then on the next playthrough, see if I could do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm tempted to try it. I'm about to start New Game Plus, but.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, dude. I mean, like, and it's different.
Shit, I should have made your dummy run that game.
That could have been fun. Next time. I mean, like, the whole achievement system thing is, I know that people are like, oh, well, that's like another, you know, if you want to have, like, some sort of sense of accomplishment, then you could just do the achievements. And it's like, yeah, but, like, I don't want that sense of accomplishment of just saying, like, yeah, I played this game for, like, fucking 800 hours just so that I can get, like, you know, this achievement that nobody gives a fuck about. You know what I mean?
I hate those ones, too, because it's like, oh, kill 30,000 enemies or something. It's like, really? I'm good. Like,
yeah, dude. Like, it's not skill-based. It's just how much of your life do you want to waste on this fucking game?
Well, it depends on the game, too. Some games have legitimate skill-based achievements.
Well, right, but it's one of those things where it's just like, I want the experience to be from the game itself, not like a falsified, like, all right, you know, if you're gonna play Mario, okay, obviously, like, that new Mario game, I was able to get through it no fucking problem, start to finish. Like, there was never one point that I had to go back and get more stars to unlock the next stage. ever. And I know a completionist could be like, oh, well, did you play it and did you get all of the stars and all of the stamps and all of this and that? And I'm like, no, because I just want to beat the game and then move on to something else. Like, I enjoyed the game.
I think in a game like Mario, collecting all the stars is kind of part of the charm.
Yeah, it's part of the charm, but it is not a stipulation to beat the game. You know what I mean? If I can see the end cutscene, then I beat the game, period. Like, that's just how I feel. You know what I mean? That's how I judge when a game is done.
Well, here's a hint. Don't look at Mario games for a challenge.
Well, right, but I'm just saying. Like, it's one of those things that they've kind of adapted because of the way that the market has been with newer games. Like, newer games are just like, well, I'm going to falsify saying that this game is difficult just because I put this one achievement in there that is, like, almost impossible to get. But the game itself is not difficult.
See, well, I don't know of anyone who ever claimed that their game is really difficult because of one really hard achievement.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of games that will just pad, like, one achievement that's just like, yeah, dude, like, this is going to be fucking difficult. Like, have fun. Like, get ready to waste the rest of your life trying to get it. But then the game itself, when you go to run through it, like, it takes you, like, a couple hours and you're just like, that was a joke. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's what I'm trying to get at. Like, I want the challenge to be getting from point A to point B. And then once those credits roll, like, as those credits are rolling, I'm like, holy shit, thank God.
I made it. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I never have that sense of accomplishment anymore. Ever. Most of the time, if it's a game, and even, like, you were saying with Saints Row, like, Saints Row was one of those games where it was like, when the credits were rolling, I'm like, shit, I kind of want to keep playing this game. Like, I'm mad that it's done. You know what I mean? Like, there's been those games that I've really enjoyed to that point, but I didn't feel like there was a resolve.
You Super know what I mean? Meat Boy.
I want to play that game. I really do. That and Hotline Miami, because that went on, like, during the summer sale.
Oh, that's one of my favorite games.
I've played some of it. Like, I got through, like, a decent amount of levels, but that's a perfect example of one of those games where it's like, if I beat Hotline Miami from start to finish, like, I would feel accomplished.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's one of those games where it's just like, and it has that retro feel to it, oddly enough. Yeah. You know what I mean?
If just you really like want Super to feel accomplished, try for A-plus rank. It's hard as hell.
See, and that's the thing. Even, like, ranking. Like, ranking isn't one of those things that I always look at. Because even with Skate, like, Skate was one of those things where it's, like, the only... Skate is the only game where I ever went from start to finish, and I'm, like, I'm going to make sure that I, like, I kill it on every mission. Like, every mission that you have, like, you can either, like, pass it, or you can kill it by doing, like, either a higher score or, you know, a better time or what have you. But there's, like, a level to pass and a level to really, like, excel on it. I've beaten the game by doing the kill it on every single mission. Like, every single one of them. That's one of the few games that I've done that with, but that's also because that's one of those games that I'll constantly go back to, and it gives, like, that's the completionist in me. Like, to me, it's not beating the game. Like, if you just pass the thing and you see the end credits, like I said, like, that's beating the game. Like, that's more of a completionist sense. I never have, like, I hardly ever have a sense of, like, I want to complete this game. The only two games that I've ever done that with is Skate and Diablo. That's it. And, well, and I've kind of felt that way with Rock Band. Like, I was trying to get, like, all of the achievements.
Yeah.
But aside from that, it was just like, you know, I don't pick up a game to be like, I'm going to get every goddamn achievement that
well,
I can.
A lot of people do.
Know? I just, yeah, I don't know.
I have a friend that literally picked up the Terminator Salvation game just because it was an easy platinum.
It was. Yeah, but that was a really easy 1,000.
I don't know. I mean, like, maybe I'm just like, maybe the whole achievement point thing is just lost on me. Like, I don't know. I
love achievements because it gives you more reason to keep playing the game if you're having fun with it. Like, it gives you a reason to do all the side quests or find all the hidden shit.
Right. And if you really love that game, like, yeah, like, I understand that. Yeah. But it's not, it shouldn't be, I don't feel any kind of, like, validation of, like, well, you know, if I don't get all the achievements for this game, then I haven't really beaten it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like that.
I don't feel like you need all the achievements to beat it either. But, like, if there's a game, I'll get a sense of accomplishment when I get a high number of achievements. Like, I'll be like, I feel like I got my money's worth out of this one.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just something I just don't pay attention to.
I don't know.
No, I usually don't either. So I'm kind of in the same boat. There are some games where if I feel like it's easy to do in the process of playing a game I'm already playing, I'll do it. Like, on Infamous Second Son, I'm missing just basically the evil ones. So it's like, if I replay it as bad, I'll get a platinum on it.
Yeah.
It's something like that's fine. But if it's something where it's like, all right, kill a couple thousand enemies that are in this area specifically, and then do this, like, it's like BS side quest, these kind of missions,
yeah,
that are just for trophies, I won't do it.
No.
But, like, Saints Row, I got, I think, everything on. I did all the side missions, cleared all the zones and stuff like that.
See, and
that was more because I was having fun with it. And,
yeah.
Like you said, I was like, oh, I've been playing this for hours, I should stop, kind of thing. You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, my whole thing is, too, is I think the thing that pisses me off is there's games that I want to get all the achievements with, and they're impossible. Like, literally impossible. Like, some of the achievements, I think there's one that I'm missing in Skate where it's like, it has something to do with, like, uploading a picture onto their server or something like that, and they've shut down the server.
Yeah, online achievements kiss my ass.
So it's like, dude, I can't even, like, I literally cannot even get that achievement. Like, it is impossible for me to get.
See, stuff like that, they should have patched so everyone automatically got it, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the shit that pisses me off.
Was it BioShock or whatever? Was it 2? Where they had all the online stuff? I was like, I don't want to play online, so I just don't care. But I was like, oh, I got a bunch of, you know, trophies. I didn't, like I said, it was kind of as I was going on. I didn't do anything extra. I got a bunch of trophies.
Uh-huh.
But then it was like, oh, if you want the rest of them, play online to, like, level 50. I'm like, no, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's most of the time where I'm just kind of like, eh, you know what? Fuck that, man. And that was even with what was the newest Mortal Kombat. I really loved that game, but it was one of those things where it's like I started doing the tower, which that was one thing that I felt like that was a sense of accomplishment.
Yeah.
Like, if you made it all the way to the end of that tower and beat it, like, that's fucking crazy. Like, that, you know, good for you kind of thing. You know what I mean? But, like, and I never thought that I would get that in a fighting game. Like, in a Mortal Kombat game. Not saying that Mortal Kombat games are bad. I enjoy the series. You know what I mean? But that was the last time in a new game that I felt that real ridiculous sense of accomplishment. Like, I made it, like, I think the tower is something like 300 challenges or something like that. I made it up to, like, 250 or 260 or something like that.
Wow.
And then it started getting, like, a little too bonkers for me. But that alone, it was just like, you know, I could turn to somebody and be like, well, how high up the tower did you make it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But... like, what was the last legitimate sense of accomplishment that you got from a newer game? Like, what, like,
I really don't know, because games today, they're, most of them are just so easy that there really isn't one.
What about you, Chris?
I don't really play games anymore to feel like I accomplished anything. I play games today to just enjoy it and enjoy the story. Like, I'm too old to start a game on very hard and to muscle my way through it. I'm the guy who will put it on pussy mode and just breeze through it and enjoy it and move on.
See, and that's the thing, though. I mean, like, I don't... to be completely honest with you, I would love for a game company or what have you, like, someone release a game and don't put a difficulty on it. Like, honestly, make a conscious decision of saying, like, okay, we're going to progress from easy to difficult as the game progresses, like, naturally.
Yeah.
And justify, like, okay, you know, like, a little bit more difficult here, a little bit more, and make a conscious effort to make a good flow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's anymore.
That's how Shovel Knight felt to me.
Yeah.
I mean, once you get towards the end and you're, like, good at hopping, there are parts where, like, you literally have to drop down and hurry up and bounce off one thing, bounce off another thing. Like, you don't see it coming down to the next screen. Like, you drop down and just have to quickly react.
Mm-hmm.
Like, towards the end of the game. That's actually, like, I felt pretty accomplished. I think I yelled, fuck yeah, when I finished it, because it was... I mean, there are a lot of, like, hair-pulling moments where I'm just like, all right, I'm going to do this level. I'm just going to finish this level. All right, well, I finished this level. I might as well do the next one.
Yeah.
I haven't felt like that in the game in a while, which is funny because I had it wasn't even on my radar. And then everyone's like, come on, you got to get Shovel Knight. You should really check out Shovel Knight. You hear about it? So I was like, all right, whatever. And then I had played it at Joe's for 10 minutes. And I was like, all right, well, I need to stop because I don't want to keep going. Because I knew I was going to keep going on Joe's Wii. So I was like, I'm going to do this on my own. And then, you know, so I did it as soon as I got home and, like, plowed through it. But yeah, I mean, like, just the platforming gets pretty ridiculous towards the end. And when I finished, I just felt like, oh, well, you know, I finally did it with, you know, I raged. And I think I wish I had taken a screenshot, but it was something like 198 deaths. Because when you beat the game, like, I love
it tells you
that too. Yeah, it tells you per level and then the total.
Nice.
I think it even tells you
how much money you earn per level. I love when games do that. It's like, this is how much you sucked on this level.
I enjoy that a lot.
It's definitely worth it.
I'm trying to think of when I felt like I really accomplished something in a game. Probably beating Super Meat Boy. I felt really proud when I beat that. I still haven't done, like, all the dark levels or anything because they're way too hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to sound dumb, but when I beat Visions in Rock Band on hard...
There was a lot of people that raged on that song.
Like, I can't even beat it on expert, but when I beat Visions on hard without no fail on, like, there
I
could fail out. Like, I felt accomplished when, like, I took a picture of my 3 stars and my 72% score.
That's what I did with Jordan on Guitar Hero 2.
Yeah.
I was like, that song was just fucking brutal, and the note recognition wasn't quite there yet because it was just their second game.
Yeah.
And when I beat that game, like, when I beat that song, I was just like, thank fucking God. I'm like that. Like, I felt a really big accomplishment for that, and obviously with Rock Band too. I mean, like, you know, Visions was one of those songs where it took me a little while, but I mean, like, at least, like, I was able to listen to the song. Like, I know the genre, so I was able to kind of, like, and I have a musical background. So, like, I knew, like, what was coming up. I learned the song, like, on actual drums, like, before I went and tried to play it on Rock Band.
Wow.
Dedication.
Because I was just like, dude, I'll probably have a much better time if I just play, like, if I play it, like, how I would actually play it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And oddly enough, I mean, I still tell this story, but I think it's hysterical. Like, when the Ethereal Collapse songs were put into Rock Band, like, I played the drums for those songs. Like, I was in the band, and my drum score for those songs was, like, fucking, like, I was ranked, like, 30. like, I'm in the band. Like, I, like, fucking, like, it blew my mind, dude.
That's crazy.
But yeah, that's, you know, whatever. You know, I miss Rock Band. I really do. I want to play it more. I want to use my electronic. I really want to figure out how to set up my electronic kit to actually play Rock Band on my Xbox.
I don't think there is. If you had it, I mean,
there's two different ways that you can do it. You can either use, there's an adapter that they specifically made for Rock Band for MIDI. So you could just use the MIDI out on my electronic drum brain and run it through that through USB. Or
but I think that'll detect keyboard, not drums.
It's the same concept.
I use my keyboard that way. Well, no, I know an electronic kit, like a Roland kit or something, is going to just send MIDI notes. But I think Rock Band's going to see that adapter and say, it's a keyboard. You know what I mean?
No, I'm pretty sure that people have been able to use it for drums. I'm almost positive.
That'd be funny to play keys on your drums, though.
That'd be funny too. But yeah, I mean, like, you could do it that way, or, and the reason why I say this and the reason why I know it's able to be done on drums is if you take a look at the Xbox 360 Rock or the Guitar Hero World Tour and Beyond drum kit, on the bottom of it, on the little, like, controller kind of section that you can detach from the drum kit itself, there is a MIDI in and out.
Yeah, actually, I just looked it up on the Rock Band site, and the Rock Band 3 MIDI Pro adapter can use MIDI drum sets to play Rock Band 3.
Yep.
It converts them into console controller. I bet there's probably something that's going to say, are you playing a keyboard or drums?
Yeah, probably. Or, I mean, there's probably a thing that you could just set up where you tell it what... Because, I mean, in my drum brain, I could set whatever notes, like, each cymbal and pad and all that stuff is set to. So I'm sure, like, if I just go on... Yeah, if I just go online and go, oh, okay, your hi-hat should be, like, D2, and your, you know, your snare is going to be, like, D5 or whatever. Like, you know, it'll tell you whatever to route it to.
Well, it's funny because when I was practicing for the tour thing I told you about, I actually, when I was feeling lazy and didn't want to use my big MIDI controller, I actually used my Rock Band guitar to practice on.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's like, awesome.
Because it just MIDI out, so I just had that going into Cubase, and I was like, oh, I'm just practicing for shows. Like, so it's kind of funny to use that. And Freeze Pop uses it live, actually.
That's hysterical. I mean, it's legitimate, you know?
Yeah.
It's absolutely legitimate. I was even doing that to like pretty much the majority of my drum tracks are recorded, like all my video game remix stuff and some of the demoing that I do for the original projects that I do. Like I take my electronic drum kit, I route it into my DAW, and I have it sample Steven Slate. So all my drum sounds are, you know, what most studios would replace acoustic drums with, like those sounds, and use a sound replacement tool. Like, I just use the straight sounds for everything.
They're like triggering it in like battery or one of those sampling programs. Or
something? Pretty much. That's how I do pretty much all my recording and stuff. So, I mean, and I've actually thought about doing some shows, like just bringing my laptop and my interface and just bringing my electronic kit and just running that through the fucking PA system. Just like, yeah, here's the sound. Now you don't have to fucking mix anything. Like,
That's way easier.
Insanely easier. But, yeah, man. I don't know. I just... I'm hoping... With games like Shovel Knight, hopefully there'll be, like, an insurgence
of,
like...
You jump around. So, like, I got lost on what we were talking about because you went so far off.
We slightly tangent.
Slightly.
Let's go even farther off. Elon Musk actually donated the $1 million to the Tesla Museum. I don't know if you guys read about that.
Wait, what?
Did you see, like, the Oatmeal had the thing where they were getting the Tesla Museum, like, buying the rights to the building and the space. But at one point, he tweeted Elon Musk from Tesla and was like, well, you use his name and you have a lot of money, so it'd be cool if you donated. And apparently he just donated $1 million to build the museum.
Wow.
But so, I guess if you're a billionaire, that doesn't matter to you, but yeah.
Apparently. So how about that Germany-Brazil game if we're going to keep going off on different directions?
Hold on. I have something that we can mention. Pornhub actually, like...
That was funny as shit.
They released a statement, like, trying to plead with their users to not upload videos of that game.
As porn. Young Brazilians get fucked by entire soccer team.
Yeah.
A German soccer team.
Like Germans fucking Brazil or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something crazy. Like
so,
that.
What are you guys playing right now?
A Shovel Knight. No, I don't know what I'm going to start next. I have to decide. And that's a turning point.
You're at a zenith.
Yeah, because everything I want that's coming out is like months out. Like Destiny.
That's what happens in the summer.
Beta starts next week. For PS4 and the week after for Xbone.
So yeah, I'll have that next week. The alpha that was really fun. I had a blast.
Are you picking up either the limited edition of Destiny or the Dinklage edition of Destiny?
Dinklage?
Yes.
It comes with the ghost, a little ghost,
like the little robot that follows you in the game. And because the ghost in the game is voiced by Peter Dinklage, the actual little collectible figure coming with the ghost edition of the game is going to have lights and sound clips from Peter Dinklage.
If they're smart, they'll leave that original audio. This wizard came from the moon.
I'm excited for that game. Problem is, I have nothing to play it on.
Yeah.
Get a PS4. I have a friend that's getting PS or 360 or Xbox, whatever.
Oh, I do have it. My friend, I have it on three. I have a 360.
Yeah, I don't think you'll have anyone to play with PS4 on 360. No, it's on last gen as well. PS3 and
yeah, it's going to be on PS3
and Xbox 360.
Yeah, but as it stands right now, they don't have, like, they're trying to figure out if they can do a PC version, but it's not going to be on release. So,
by the way, Christoph, you're the only person on this podcast who actually said the words "buy a PS4."
Yeah, and you probably will be the only one.
Yeah,
it's okay. After playing a couple of games at your house, I'll probably get the Xbox eventually. But
our podcast is notoriously
because all my friends got it. So, which was funny actually, because it got launched while I was on the tour, so I literally had to wait a week to get it. It was at my house for a week, like in the box, and I had to it was torture. But I
feel bad for you actually.
Yeah, that was rough. And then I didn't have to send any of them back.
Amazing! That is amazing.
See, that's pretty exciting.
Well, the funny thing is, what was it? Friday, you got 10 emails from them about a box. It was like a preemptive strike.
Dude, I've been getting hammered with emails from Sony about shipping boxes. The one night I got 12 emails. A shipping box is on the way.
Going off. We were sitting there on our couch. It's like, brink, brink. You're like, what the fuck?
I'm like, it didn't do it since April, and now I'm just getting hammered again.
They knew you were going to send it in. It was a preemptive strike.
And like it'll have service numbers on there, and I'll look them up. It's like, this service doesn't exist. Well, then fucking stop sending me emails about it. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with Sony. Like, they need to get their shit together. Because
I think what they need to do is just like
stop sucking.
Reimburse you for the fucking system. Honestly,
they won't do shit. Sony doesn't do shit for people who have damaged consoles. Like, the people who had issues with the Xbox One at launch, they got free games. I'll be going on my fifth PS4. I haven't got shit. Like, fucking reimburse me a month of Final Fantasy 14, because I'm not going to get to play it for another month with how fucking slow they take.
Yeah,
I would definitely demand that, at least.
They won't do anything.
Huh.
Like, they're like, if you need anything, you're going to have to contact us via phone support. And the last time I contacted Sony by phone, they said that I needed to be transferred to have my system replaced.
Oh, yeah. And then like,
and
like,
I sat
on hold
for
like
over
an hour. Yeah.
Not a half hour. Ooh. Over an hour. Close to an hour and a half on hold. I ended up getting back on chat support. Told them I've been on hold for well over an hour. No one's helping me. I want a service request now. And the guy was like, I'll help you right now, sir. And I stayed on hold through the whole phone call. until my or through the whole service on chat until my phone battery died.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Fuck that place.
Fuck Sony.
Yeah,
I'm so sick of their shit, and I hate it that everybody thinks Sony are like perfect. They don't do anything wrong.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I have to send both my controllers in for RMA because the joysticks are wearing off. I just got the first one back, so I'm sending out the second one Monday. But well, like, now the actual joystick rubber is wearing off, like it's peeling.
The and now you had like the extended warranty thing too,
we,
right?
Yeah, we bought the 3-year replacement plan.
Yeah, so it's like, dude, come on, like, holy shit! You'd think that, especially for someone that bought like the extra protection plan.
Yeah, that they would actually, you know, take care of me in a timely manner.
Right.
And it's taken longer and longer every time.
Huh.
And you just mentioned controllers. Like, I contacted Microsoft because my Titanfall controller was hitting right on the D-pad, was kind of getting sketchy. Like, I'd play Killer Instinct and I couldn't pull off any moves on the left side of the screen facing right. But when I'm facing the other way, I was doing great. So I contacted them. I'm like, listen, I've had this controller since Titanfall came out, but you know, the D-pad is just getting really sketchy. I'm not sure if you guys could help me out or not. They said, yeah, no problem. Mail us the controller. We'll send you a replacement. I mailed it in, and somehow it got lost in like their receiving plant. And you know, I talked to the guy, and he's like, you know, can we have your phone number? I actually got phone calls from someone at Microsoft telling me that they're still trying to track it down. Apparently, the service number actually lapsed because it was gone so long, but they were going to send a new one. They were like, we finally locate it. We're going to send you out a new one right away. And they sent me two. Like, I got one, and the next day, I got a second controller. And I contacted Microsoft, and they're like, enjoy. I told them, like, you guys sent me two controllers, and they didn't care. They're like, enjoy it. You know, you sent us for a replacement, so technically you got a replacement.
Yeah, that's cool.
The fact that they actually contacted me by phone to keep me updated on the situation.
Yeah, man, I mean, Microsoft, overall, I just think their customer service is just way, 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 way better. Way better. Even Nintendo's. I'll tell you what, man. Like, we never even like talked about this, but when I got my Wii U for my birthday, I had my Nintendo ID for my 3DS linked to Joe's system because I just figured like, oh, I'm never gonna have money for a fucking, you know, for a Wii U. You know, I'll just link it on here so that we can play, you know, Wii Sports Resort or Wii Sports against other people in other countries. You know, I just wanted to do that. So when I got my Wii U, I was like, well, shit, you know, I want to link my Nintendo ID because, you know, with the Nintendo wallet stuff,
yeah,
you know, if I add a card and I wanted to get something on my 3DS or and use like leftover for the Wii U, you know, then I'd be able to do that. So, you know, when
you mean if you want to buy Earthbound
or something like that, you know,
or Shovel Knight,
I think Shovel Knight's actually like higher on my priorities. So like, you know, we're like, whoa. I tried putting it in. It's like, oh, it's already linked to another account. I'm like, fuck. So I call Nintendo and Nintendo's like, oh yeah, we could take care of that for you. We just need a little bit of information, blah, 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 whatever. And I heard like, cause I started Googling it and I saw so many horror stories of people being like, nope, once it's linked to something, like, you're fucked. And I'm like, oh no. But I called them up and they were just like, yeah, no, we could do that for
those
you.
Those are
like, no
probably
problem.
People that didn't contact Nintendo.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I called them up, and they were just like, oh, yeah, no, that's fine. We just need a little bit of information. And then once that happened, all they did was, it took like a couple business days for them to just like, because they had to wipe it off of yours and then like make it available for it to be linked on another system or whatever. So it only took like a couple days. And then like, and then I got an email, and they're like, yeah, you could link it now. And I went and I did it, and it worked fine. And then the same thing with the offer for the free game with when you had Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Like, because it was a Nintendo console, like, what you had to do to get the code linked to your account is you had to link your Nintendo ID. So yeah. The only reason why I couldn't find any of that stuff and link it to my account is because when you link your Nintendo ID, that's you registering it on Club Nintendo.
Yeah.
So once it got registered on Club Nintendo, then I had to wait like a day or two, and then the code came up, and then they're like, all right, pick a game. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, thank fucking God. Like, but no, everything worked out, and it, you know, their customer service was great. I was anticipating having to deal with someone of a descent of a different country.
Yeah, Nintendo's really good about having actual, you know, natively English speaking yeah. people.
And and it was just, you know, this very cheery, like, sounded like a younger chick, whatever, but she was cool. She was awesome. So
it sounds like they got better about it. That was my main issue with the original Wii, is I had one at launch. I bought, I don't even know how many games. I even bought the internet channel when it was still like $10 or whatever. And then I sold my Wii. And then at one point, I got it again.
I don't think they ever charged for the internet channel, did they?
When it first came out, I'm pretty sure they charged a couple bucks for it.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, at the very, very, very beginning.
It might have been like $5, but I thought it was like 10. But so the thing that annoyed me is like a year later, 2 years later, I still have my Club Nintendo account and everything, and it shows the purchases. But back then, they wouldn't transfer them. They were like, no, everything's tied to that console. Like, yeah. It's not an account issue. It's like, oh, you paid for it there? That's the only place you'll ever have it. So I got all the, you know, virtual console games and stuff I got were lost. I mean, granted, I only spent probably $40-$50, but still back then it annoyed me. So it sounds like they got better with it, which is pretty cool, though.
Well, yeah, I guess apparently originally the way that they were doing it, it was tied to the console when you did that stuff. But now I guess they actually tie it to a server back on their end so they can do transfers. Because I guess like all the stuff that I was seeing was from stuff a little while ago,
maybe.
So I don't know if it's something that happened recently that they started, you know, having the capabilities of being able to transfer that kind of stuff. But it seems to me like it's one of those things where, you know, it was probably available from the beginning, but they just didn't want to do it.
No, I don't know. I know Nintendo needs to get their account system shit figured out.
Yeah,
like the past couple of weeks when they put out a virtual console game. They're releasing it on the 3DS and the Wii U. Like, this week was Bases Loaded, available on both systems.
Oh, my God, I want that.
But you have to buy it separately on each system, which I think is bullshit.
Yeah, that's shit. Because I would love to be able to take Bases Loaded with me, like, on my 3DS and be able to have it on my...
That should definitely be a cross-buy.
Like, they need to figure out some kind of cross-buy system with their games.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Definitely needs to happen. Because even, honestly, because Shovel Knight would be fucking fantastic on that front. Yeah. I would love to be able to have Shovel Knight on my 3DS and then be able to have it on my Wii U as well without having to pay for it twice. Well, yeah, without having to pay for it twice.
Yeah, like that's one thing I'll give Sony major credit for is how they have the cross-buy and even the three-way cross-buy where you buy a game once and you get it on Vita, PS3, and PS4.
Sometimes they're stupid about it, though. Like, I got Sports Friends, and the only way to get the full cross-buy on it was if you buy it on PS3, you get PS3 and PS4. But if you buy it on PS4, you don't get a license for PS3.
Yeah,
that's really dumb.
It should just be like, hey, you own this game. What systems is it compatible for?
Well, right. Apparently it's how their account stuff is set up. I know, like, I picked up the Deadpool pinball table for Zen Pinball on the PS4.
How is that, by the way?
It's good. But I then went to get it on PS on the Vita, and it said I had to buy it. And apparently with the pinball tables, they only have it set up so that if you own it on PS3 or Vita, it'll carry over to the PS4.
Yeah.
Like, you can upgrade it, but you can't downgrade it.
Can you cross-grade it between Vita and PS3?
Well, most games are, like, it was based between PS3 and the Vita. Okay. And then the PS4, a lot of stuff, like, that was designed originally for PS3, you have to upgrade it, and that stuff is free.
Oh, okay.
But there's really a lot of stuff, apparently, you can't get it on PS4 and then downgrade over to the Vita and the PS3 unless it's something that's just hard programmed as a three-way cross-buy or something.
Got it.
Yeah. It's probably right. Well, I mean, says, I guess oh, you're buying on PS4. You don't own a PS3. It probably assumes that you might get a PS4 versus going back to a PS3.
I guess that could be their logic, but at the same time, it's just like, dude, you know, they should let you do whatever the fuck you want with it. I mean, like, it's your shit. You know?
I don't know. The fact that they have it at all is much better than Xbox and Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take it.
Like, that's something the other guys need to get on board with, is the cross-buy stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
So I found an awesome thing on the virtual console that you can make Joe angry with. Don't get Earthbound. Get Karate Champ. I didn't know it was on virtual console.
Oh, God.
Karate Champ?
Have you ever seen it?
No.
Basically, it was an old side-scrolling. Let me see if I can just send you the message.
Is it like Kung Fu?
Kind of. But it's really, really bad.
But it, well, like, okay.
I sent you a picture.
It's dog shit.
But it's a side fighter, and there's just this little, like, Italian-looking dude who's the ref. But the controls were the worst.
Oh, God, that looks terrible.
That game is so bad.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about, Joe?
Yeah.
Like, Angry Video Game Nerd did an episode on it, and it's so bad because the controls are confusing. So if you hop over somebody, it's almost impossible to turn around. So
oh,
you'll be
no.
back to back, and you can't fight unless you jump back over.
That game is so bad.
Maybe I'll have to, like, off the pick. Like, I was just telling Joe, I think the next thing that's on my wish list is I'm going to get a capture card. And I think the way that I want to do my my Twitch stream, because I was going to do Counter-Strike and Diablo. And I think what I want to do is maybe like one or two times a week, I'll pick like a Nintendo game or a Super Nintendo game or something like that, and do like a Game Center CX style. Like, I have to sit down and just beat this game, like however long it takes for me to beat it. Like, I mean, like, I'm not a terrible gamer, but I'm not great, especially when it comes to the older shit. Like, I overthink
like
older
watching
games.
You play Kung Fu.
Oh my God. I overthink old games so much because there's so many of the older games that I just never played. Because, I mean, like, I was young. I mean, like, I had a Nintendo. Double Dragon was my shit. You know, TMNT, Mario, all that kind of shit. But there was a lot of games for the Nintendo that I never played. Like, never played. Like, and I know of them, but I never actually sat down and played them. Like, even like Castlevania, like, I might have played the first like two levels of a Castlevania before, but I've never actually like owned it, so I've never been able to actually sit down and try and get through
virtual
it.
Console, all three of them are there.
Yeah, well, the cool thing too is even if you get an old cart, if you end up getting a Retron, it's HDMI out, so it'd be easy to capture.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, man.
Well,
like,
well, same thing with the Wii U virtual console, is that's through
well yeah
HDMI.
That's HDMI. Yeah, I would be able to do that. I mean, like, capture card, they make capture cards that you could just run red, white, and yellow as well. So,
yeah.
But it'd probably be easier to find a lot of games on virtual console, easier to find them and cheaper to find them than getting cartridges.
Well, right.
Like,
but
Earthbound.
Well, I'm also saying maybe ROMs. Maybe. Well, listen,
if you're streaming shit, don't stream ROMs.
Yeah,
that's true.
You're like, oh, I'm just going to skip through this part. This speed up thing.
I'm going to stream my piracy.
Yeah, that's true.
So apparently, Karate Champ was released on iPad, and it has dual joysticks on both sides so that you can battle each other.
Oh,
and
my
it's
God.
$3.
Oh, there's some actual news we could talk about. Is the Tales of Phantasia port on iOS is being taken down at the end of August.
Why?
Because Namco's taking it down. And the
Namco.
Worst part about it is it's a free-to-play game. And part of that free-to-play is that it always needed to be online.
Okay.
So the people who have it and the people who've spent money on microtransactions...
They just lose it.
They're losing everything. Like, the save files are going away, everything.
That sucks, dude.
Apparently it was a really shitty port. Mostly because of the whole microtransaction shit. Like, they jacked up the difficulty big time to make you buy shit to win battles.
That's shitty.
Yeah.
That's not cool. That makes me a sad panda.
The fact that they're not even going to like patch it to play offline is really dickish.
Yeah, that's pretty shitty. That's pretty lame. Okay. So what are you playing, Joe? I'm pretty sure that's where we were.
Oh, God. What the hell? I've been playing a lot of Guacamelee. Super Turbo Championship Edition.
I've been
whatever else.
Eating a lot of guacamole. Does that count for anything?
No.
There's not enough luchador mask on your food.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we went to Chili's, and they started doing tableside guacamole. It really wasn't that good. Like, it wasn't bad, but it was all right.
I've been playing Get in Touch with Sony Customer Service.
That's the worst game ever.
That is the worst game.
You should
Championship Edition.
Yeah. You should trade that game in.
HD Remix.
You should trade that game
in. I might finally try Skate, too, because
you're going to hate it.
It was on sale.
You're going to hate it.
Probably. I'll just watch you play it instead.
I'm okay with that.
But yeah, Microsoft is having one of their ultimate game sale shebangs going on all this week with different games on sale. It hasn't been as stellar of a lineup as previous game sales. Like
still
when,
not that bad, though.
Like when you would find El Shaddai for like $3 or Tales of Vesperia for $6, something crazy.
Every
like
time that you say Tales of Vesperia, or Vesperia, I keep thinking that you're going to say Tales of Asparagus. Like I don't know why, but every single time, like in the back of my head, all I hear is like asparagus. I don't know why. I don't know.
You're fucking stupid. Skate's
what? Like Skate 2 is like $3 or $4 or something like that?
Skate 2, I think it's like $3.70 something. I don't know. Something. It's $4
well,
for Skate 2.
Well worth the money.
I've only picked up three things so far on this Ultimate Game Sale. I picked up Skate 2. I picked up Stuntman Ignition, which I think was like $5.
That's worth.
And I picked up the Season Pass for The Walking Dead Season 2, which was like $7.50.
Also worth.
And given the fact that a while ago they had episode one for free.
Hmm.
I had episode one free, and now I'm getting the other four episodes for $7.50.
Not bad.
Which is the whole game for $7.50.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. But yeah, there was a couple other ones that were notable. I mean, like, even though Street Fighter Cross Tekken's been out for a very long time, like, that was only, like, $10.
Yeah, that's $10.
Like,
bucks.
That wasn't bad.
I know Dragon Age 2 was like $5.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Both the Fallouts, Fallout 3 and New Vegas, I think those were both $5.
Also,
this doesn't help because it's on sale today only, but Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare was $20 today, or yesterday if you're listening to this on Friday.
Yeah.
Or a couple days ago
if you're listening to this on Monday on
Bleeding Cool.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's... I know you really like that game, so $20 yeah. isn't too bad. What's the normal price on that?
30.
40? 30?
30. For the three, it's 33% off, so you save $10.
$10. Yeah, which that $10 could get you Skate and something else.
Yeah. The 360 version is $30. The Xbox One version is $40.
Because it's prettier.
I had fun with that at your house.
Oh my God, I love Garden Warfare.
It's a neat game.
I thought it'd be kind of dumb, but it was pretty fun and frustrating and fun.
It's such a blast to play.
It's a neat game. It's definitely one of those games that I feel like I would probably enjoy more. I've been running into this problem a lot, but it's games that I really want to play, but I know will be more fun with friends, and I have no one else to play it with.
Yeah.
Like, ergo, Payday 2. Like, Payday 2 is such a good game if you have people to play with.
I picked it up on Plus, what was it, a couple months ago or something.
Well, the console,
then I had no friends, so.
Yeah, the console versions don't really get too much love. Like, the PC versions get new shit all the time. Like, all the time. Like, they just put out a shotgun pack for it. Like, Overkill, I think they just announced, like, something's gonna get released in, like, a month. Like, they started, like, one of those countdown websites. So it's probably going to be like new missions or something like that. But like they just did like a new intro to the entire game that shows like that introduces like the dentist and like a bunch of other possible heists that they dropped hints on. So I think they're going to be busting out Hoxton, which would be really cool. But yeah, I mean, like, there's...
I have no idea what the words you're saying
there's
are.
There's stuff that's coming out.
I don't get it either.
Yeah, there's stuff that's coming out for it that seem really, really cool.
I got a blah, blah with the blah, blah, blah yeah. thing. Blah, blah, blah,
but it
blah.
Just seems like... It seems like the console version just does not get a lot of love when it comes to, like, updates and shit like that, yeah. so...
Well, it's just an in general thing, because it's like, oh, how are we going to charge for it?
Yeah.
So...
Well, I mean, they charge for...
Not even PC Master Race bullshit. It's like... It's just cool. It's like, oh, Left 4 Dead. Oh, you had to pay for that map pack? I got that for free, like, yeah. years ago. Like, you know?
Yeah, no, I gotcha. I mean, well, even just the game itself, like, they gave away Left 4 Dead 2 for free, yeah. like, a couple months ago. Yeah. So, I was pretty excited for that, because I didn't own it, so I got, you know, a pretty expensive game for free.
the first two sales for Friday, apparently, are already live. I'm not too sure how many... games they're gonna have on sale for tomorrow. I'm going to assume more than two, but according to xbldb.com, two new games are already on sale for tomorrow's sales. Need for Speed Rivals for the 360 is dropping from $59.99 down to $25.19.
That's not bad.
So that's a pretty huge discount. And then Ninja Gaiden 2 from $29.99 down to $5.
That's yeah, buddy.
$5.09.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
That's worth picking up.
83% off right there.
Shit, yeah. And it's Ninja Gaiden.
Yep.
So
I'm sure more games will pop up overnight, but I love xbldb.com because it shows you all the new price drops for games.
They're on top of shit.
On the 360.
Cheap Shark is actually a good website to keep an eye out as far as for PC titles. If there's a game that you're looking to buy, it'll actually tell you, like, where you can get it the cheapest and if it's the cheapest it's ever been.
Nice.
So it'll tell you, like, you should wait. It's been on sale, you know, regularly before. So, you know, it'll essentially, like, help you with your decision if you want to pick up a game that's already been out for a while.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice.
That's If I'm in the mood to just randomly shop, I'll look up Cheap Ass Gamer before I buy anything.
Yep, yeah, that's another.
I love CAG. Find
crazy deals.
Absolutely.
That's where I found out that Books A Million had the Retron in stock, and that's where I picked it up.
Cool.
BooksAMillion.com had both colors in. I went gray.
Did you guys remember Out of This World? Like the old?
Yeah, like Another World.
I didn't know there's a new version out.
Yeah.
And it's cross-buy, apparently, too. It's PS3, PS4, Vita.
Yeah. I watched someone play it, and it's still the same game as always. I'm like, no, I'm not picking
it up. Oh, there was a little bit of news that I can report that I forgot about. The Grim Fandango is going to be ported over to PC as well.
Yeah, as well as the PlayStation platforms that they announced at E3 time.
So I'll finally be able to try that game, so that's cool.
Yeah, same day on PC as well.
Yeah, which is pretty exciting. I know we're, like, cramming in a little bit of information at the end.
Yeah. Right at the end.
Right,
tomorrow, Crysis 3 from $39.99 down to $11.99.
That's so worth.
And Grand Theft Auto 5.
And we lose...
He's gone. Grand Theft Auto 5. How much noise is it going to make?
It's going to make a lot. It's trying to reconnect. We might just lose them outright. It depends. Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto 5 dropping from $59.99 to $29.99.
Wow, that's
so definitely
worth picking
up. GTA 5 for $30 tomorrow only, or if it's Friday, today only on Xbox Live.
Or if it's Monday, fuck you.
You
lost
it. Subscribe to us on iTunes and get this shit early.
Basically. Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, that's totally worth
it. We're on iTunes. Make sure to subscribe to us there. We're also on savecontinue.com. Make sure to check us out there. Bleedingcool.com. Check us out there. We show up Monday nights.
Do we have any emails?
No, we don't. Did we lose them completely?
Yeah, call dropped.
Balls.
Yeah.
No emails. If you want to email us, our email address is thesmlpodcast@gmail.com. Please.
Yep, calling us back right at the end there.
Yeah, we lost you.
Good. Yeah, no, I think my wireless finally cut out.
Yeah, my wireless.
Why are you gonna be like that?
I'm really
Why so much hate?
I'm in the basement.
But as you got dropped, I mentioned Crysis 3 is going to be $11.99 and GTA 5 $29.99 Friday.
I'm finally going to play that on PS4.
Yeah.
Because I've been waiting for the HD.
I'm excited for the PC version because it means there's going to be mods. And there's already been, like, I've seen, I don't know if you saw the video on this, but somebody made a first-person mod for it.
Yeah.
It looks It looks fucking cool, dude. Like, it's rad.
I just get sad every time he says he's going to play something on the PS4 because I'll never play with him.
Yeah, because you'll never have a PlayStation 4 that's working that you will be able to play with
him. Hey, this last one was pretty good for a couple months. Ish.
It's
it was longest, still loud the whole time, but
it's the reigning champ.
Yeah.
With a couple months. God,
I hope they send me a good system. Like, I don't like doing this. I don't like having shitty PS4s that are loud and stupidly hot, overheating. I don't like it. People are like, "Oh, you're making all this shit up," and then I have to show them a picture of the four PS4 boxes in my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, "Oh, I guess you're not making it up."
Yep.
It's like you're biased towards Xbox. That's why you're just saying this shit to make PlayStation look bad. No, I'm saying it because the systems keep breaking, and people need to be aware of the fact that there's an issue.
Yeah.
Like even Pickles.
Oh yeah.
He mentioned that the solder is a big reason.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
For why the PS4s are getting so hot and overheating.
No, but a buddy of mine, he does a lot of repairs on
Chris
electronics
Piccolotti.
And stuff
he
like
was
that.
On the show as Italian medium
once, twice, maybe.
Well, I think just once.
He made a guest appearance at my apartment once.
Yeah, but he didn't really do anything.
But no, he does a lot of repairs, and he's already said, like, he's gotten so many people come into the store and just be like, "Can you fix my PlayStation 4?" Like, it's just, there's been an outpouring of a lot of people.
Man.
And I think he's only had to do, like, one repair on an Xbox One, and it was a disc drive thing.
Yeah.
And that was
it. I think I just got lucky, because mine's in a hot media closet, so if it was going to break, it would have by now.
I would move it from there,
honestly.
I would definitely get it the fuck out of there.
Like, we're not just trying to...
Yeah, I'm not trying to, like, scare you in, like... It's not going to be good being in a hot media closet.
It's not too hot. I mean, everything else in there runs fine. But it's like a media closet. Like, basically, it's behind my TV. There's a closet with the TV. I mean, the PC.
Yeah.
The 360, everything else.
Like, people think I'm joking when I say that I'm having all these problems with Sony products. But I'm not joking. Like, I've gone through so many PS1s because of the plastic track issue. I've had countless PS2s because of their laser issues and the disk drive problems. I'm on my fourth PS3 because of laser issues and hard drive issues. And now I'm going to be going on my fifth PS4 because of overheating problems.
Which is funny because, like, the amount of systems that you've been on exponentially gets higher the newer the system is.
No, PS2 is probably definitely the worst. But, like, I had one Red Ring of Death on 360. I realized that was a huge issue.
Oh, yeah, it was massive.
But Xbox still took care of everyone, extending their warranties to 3 years.
Yeah.
And when they did the redesign, the problem was pretty much completely gone.
It was
because they didn't rush the system to market with the redesign.
Yeah.
They actually made sure it was good. But...
God forbid.
Yeah, and Nintendo just doesn't make bad hardware.
No, Nintendo's barely break.
A couple might leak out that are bad and have to be replaced, but for the most part, Nintendo has their shit together.
They're built like tanks.
Yep.
But
Sony, watch your PS4s, people. They're not going to last too long.
Yep. As far as what I've been playing to try and get us back on the conversation train, not much.
Counter-Strike and Diablo.
Yeah, I got like two competitive Counter-Strike games in. I started Skyrim for the first, like legitimately started it, and then I was kind of like, meh. I don't know. I don't really have the... Like, honestly, I just don't think I have the attention span for it.
Probably
right
not.
Now. I really don't.
Oh, you know what game you should try? Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning, which is on sale tomorrow on Xbox Live for $7.99.
I borrowed it off of you.
Yeah, you did.
I dug it. I thought it was pretty good.
Also on sale is Bastion.
Bastion.
Which instead of $14.99 will be $3.74.
I like these like $3 and $4 games.
See, that's why I don't like that they went to dollar amounts instead of Microsoft points.
Yeah, because Microsoft points, they could have just like
instead of being 1,200 points, it would have been like 200 points.
Yeah.
But now it's 374 and what was Ninja Gaiden 509. Need for Speed,
really random.
2519.
It's really random amounts of points.
Because now it's just
they're
based
adding
on percentages.
To everything so that they can make millions.
Well, yeah, because then you're just going to buy another card.
Yeah.
Because you could be like, oh, okay, I'm going to get this $5 game, and then I'm going to get this $4 game, and I'm going to get this $3 game. And
God, I could go on forever about like things that piss me off in gaming.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, think about it. Before, a game was 1,600 points. You would go buy a 1,600-point card, and the game was yours.
Yeah, but now
if
tax.
The game is $19.99, you can't just go buy a $20 card. That's why they bumped
tax.
Them to $25 cards
cover
instead
the tax.
Of 20. God, fucking tax.
Yeah.
You can't do exact amounts?
No. No, they tax you depending on where you are.
Well, if
well,
you...
not even the taxing. I just meant like with purchases. Like PlayStation's stupid about it because if a game is $10 or say a game is $4.50, like you have to put $5.
Yeah.
But I think other than that, you can do exact amounts.
I mean, with,
if you're
with
using
credit
a card, yes.
You can use exact amounts, but from your balance.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah. If you're just talking like actual like gift card kind of things.
Correct.
Yeah. I don't like having a credit card tied to accounts.
No, because that means you buy more.
Not necessarily.
I would.
I just read,
fucking A right, I would.
I've just read too many horror stories of like people's accounts on Xbox getting hijacked with like FIFA credit on there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then the PlayStation breach.
That's
I'll
very
never
true.
Keep a credit card on PlayStation.
Yep.
Fuck them.
I almost forgot about that. Yeah.
Well, it's easy now. They take PayPal, so I just leave PayPal on there because that's easier to block.
Well, PayPal. Not only that, but it's space money. So,
yeah. Moon bucks.
It is. It's
wait
total
until they
moon
take
bucks.
Bitcoin.
You mean fractions of a fraction of a Bitcoin?
Yeah. But I think,
sell
I think
you
we've
the,
been
I'll
going.
Sell you this game for 0.2 of a Bitcoin.
God, it's so stupid. But we've been going long enough. Probably time to wrap this up.
Oh, totally.
Music this week. Kristoff, do you have any requests for music?
You did Shovel Knight last week. Oh, throw on some Rare Candy. I always love Rare Candy.
I don't know if I have any Rare Candy on my computer.
To the internet.
I'll have to look for it.
Interwebs.
Yeah.
It's on Spotify.
I don't have Spotify.
Damn it, Joe.
What?
Spotify is really fantastic.
If you have any of the CDs... If you have any of the CDs, rip them to MP3 and send them my way, and I'll put them on the show. Like, I can't buy every band's album that comes out.
It's true. It's very true. But yeah, now...
Okay, Rare Candy. I'll do some Rare Candy.
Rare
I'll find it.
Rare Candy.
I'll figure it out.
Okay, we'll figure it out. We'll finger it out.
No, it'll be Rare Candy. I'll play some Rare Candy.
We don't
need more besides Rare Candy.
It's true. Any last words for our listeners?
Everyone should steal Joe's cat.
the victory music. Yeah.